Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Tes Vav, Seif Beis. Hashomea Echad Miyisrael Mevarech, Achas Mikol HaBrachos. If a person hears a Yid, say any bracha. Aval pi shloshama kula, mitchilasa v'ad sofa, even though he did not hear the entire bracha from beginning to end. Aval pi she'enu chayev v'osa bracha, even though he's not obligated to hear that bracha. Chayavanos achrov amen. He doesn't have an obligation to respond amen to the bracha. Aval imhoya hamavarach apikoyris o kusi o tinuk. But if the one who said the bracha was a heretic, a non-Jew, a tinuk, a child, or a gadol v'shina miat beha brachas, or an adult who didn't say the bracha properly, he altered the formula of the bracha. Ein onin acharav amen. He doesn't respond after that bracha an amen. The Gemara says, "Ve'oinin amen achar oiv gachavim im shama kol bracha mipiv." If you hear a non-Jew say in bracha from beginning to end, you will answer amen to that bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan vav." Person hears a yid say a bracha, even though he did not hear the entire bracha. Shlo shama kula. He did not hear it all. Ela shama rak. What did he hear? He heard shemaskir Hashem. He heard Hashem's name, v'sofa bracha, and the conclusion of the bracha. Chayov la'anos amen acharov. He's obligated to respond amen, even hearing that part of the bracha. V'yesh sheposkim, there are those who hold, da'afilu lo shama rak chasimas ha'bracha, that even if he didn't hear Hashem's name, he just heard the conclusion of the bracha, tzarich la'anos amen, he has to answer amen. V'ayin b'chay Adam shehechriach da'afilu de'ah harishon moda. If you look at Chay Adam, he proves that even the first few agrees. Hechashiyodeyal is a bracha hu oneh, that if he is aware of which bracha he's responding to, the tzarech la'anos, that he has to respond amen. Uchid le'el b'simen kuf chavdal sevches b'hagayin sham. We had this before, and simen kuf chavdal. Look over there. Sukkot zayin afal pi she'eno chayav. He hears this bracha. He's not obligated in the bracha. What's the limit to say? V'kolshken heichashu atzmo chayv. Certainly, if he was obligated, v'osa bracha in that very bracha. V'rotz lo tzeis b'virchas ha-mavarech, and he wants to be yotze with the bracha of the mavarech. B'vadai chayv la'anos amen. He certainly has to answer amen. L'horos to show shegam hu mechazik u'mekayim divei ha-mavarech. And he also strengthens and validates that which the mavarech said. But in that case, when you're obligated in the bracha, you must hear the entire bracha from beginning to end. Gimel, like we said before, in Simon Reish Yud Gimel. Sifkon Ches Chayov La'anos. He's obligated to respond Amen. Where does this Chiyuv to respond Amen come from? Tichsiv, the pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu God Lelokeinu V'Gomer. When I call out the Shem Hashem, you have to give gedula to Hashem. V'amu Chazal say, Amalhan Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Bina said to Klaiso, Kashini Mivarech, Umaskir Shem Hashem Yisbarach, when I say a broch and mention Hashem's name, Atem Havu Godul Lelokeinu Banias Amen. You give greatness to Hashem by responding Amen. The notes on the side bring the question, do you respond Amen to a brocha if you have food in your mouth? The halacha is, you don't make brachas when you have food in your mouth. What happens when it comes to answering amen? So he brings from Shuvas Erlitzion, Chacham Ben Sina Abba Shaul, that even though you don't make a bracha when there's food in your mouth, because it says, Yimali Pita Vasecha, B'diavad, since here is the person is listening to the bracha, not making the bracha, we're not choshish for this. And he can answer amen to the bracha, even though there's food in his mouth. If a person is learning, and he has brachas, he davens at one minyan, there's another minyan going on, he has a seder, he's a chavus, he's trying to learn, he's going to interrupt every second to answer amen, the shteir is learning. We're learning here, yichayav lanos amen, shem Hashem erka, havagol elokeinu. So he brings from the eshel avam puchach, there's not mechuyev to answer. Oyesik b'mitzvah, padr b'mitzvah. That's a very difficult pshat, because we don't say the B'talmud Torah. B'talmud Torah, we don't say Oysa Mitzvah Potter and Mitzvah. So, he goes on to bring from Shevet HaLevi, that if a person is engaged in learning or davening, and by answering amen, it'll steer his davening or mevatel his limud, he's not mechuyev to answer amen. L'maisa, this chiyev, you know, the degree of the chiyev to answer amen, not if it's going to steer his davening, not if it's going to steer his learning. He brings here from Yosef, if a person is learning and he hears someone saying berachas shachar, he's not mechuyev lahafsik b'emsa limud lanos amen. Does not have to interrupt his learning to answer amen. Siv kontes, achrov amen. So there's an obligation to respond amen. Isa b'medesh to medesh teaches, kisha shemeh she'echad mispal al davar. A person hears someone say a tefillah. O b'varach li'israel, give a bracha to yid. Afilu b'laskar Hashem, even without mentioning Hashem's name, chayov la'anos amen. There's an obligation to respond amen. This is why the minhag is spread to answer amen to each of the harachamans of benching, even though there's no shem Hashem, it's not a bracha. Any tefillah, any bakasha that a person says, any bracha a person gives, we say amen. The notes say that's why we say amen by mishaberach. Make amen by mishaberach. And he says if you answer amen by mishaberach, you make kind of the mitzvah of haftiach kamoicha. So here you're busy doing b'nat gav l'gav, whatever you're doing. There's a half day kamoicha mitzvah, answer amen to mishaberach. So this is where it comes from. Any bracha, people just give a bracha. It doesn't have to be honest, they say amen. Right? That's this base of this medesh. The medesh extends the concept beyond just a bracha, beyond the bracha shem machas. Mr. Wilson Kanyut, Avlam Hoya v'chulu. If mevarach is an apikoyis, it's a different story. The Mechaber puts together the heretic, the non-Jew, with a child, and the adult who changes the nusach. The implication is it's all one halacha. The same way by a child, or an adult who says the wrong nusach. The implication is I can hear the whole bracha, but I still don't answer amen. It's not a bracha, it's a bracha vatola. So too, when the heretic or the Najah says the bracha, even though the Gemara says shaf b'kusi onin im shama kol bracha piv, that you would answer amen to the bracha of a kusi if you hear the bracha, haynu koydim shamatzul lehem demus yonah b'hargrizim shaya ovdin la. That was before they found the image of the dove on hargrizim that they were worshiping. Al-Achachlo, afterwards, no. The Kavanasim HaGrizim, their intent is not to give the bracha to the Bnei Shalom, but to Mount Grizim. So, we're taking Kusi more literal, it's not just a non-Jew. It's someone who, when he says the bracha, he has in mind, Favodah Zarah, the Nevada, certainly you do not answer Amit such a bracha. Vapikairis Nami, so too the heretic, Ein Kavanasim L'Shemayim, when he says the bracha, he has no intent to refer to the Bnei Shalom. His intent is Avodah Zarah, so the bracha is not a bracha. V'agor b'beiru pasik, the Vilnagon Paskins in his commentary, the be'elo shnayim in these two, im shama kol bracha mipiv oina achav. I mean, if you hear the whole bracha from the kusi and the apikaris, you would answer amen. So the bottom line is, what is their thinking when they say the bracha? Are they thinking about the Ibn Shalom or not? If they think about the Ibn Shalom, then the bracha is a bracha. So the notes point out that Reb Moshe wrote a tshuva concerning the bracha from a conservative or a reformed Jew. And basically the question is, do they believe in God? Do they believe in the Ibn Shalom? If they believe in the Ibn Shalom and the bracha is the Ibn Shalom, the bracha is a bracha. But if they don't, then you don't answer amen to the bracha is not a bracha. If they don't think of the Ibn Shalom, they don't have Shemaim in their mind, then the bracha is not a bracha, you don't answer amen. So you could have a yid who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs, and you do answer amen to his bracha, because he might not keep Torah mitzvahs, but he knows when he makes a bracha who the bracha is to. So that's different than someone who denies or does, you know, a whole different philosophical outlook on Judaism. So their bracha is not a bracha at all. Sifkan yiralf v'shina v'chulu, an adult who's mishana the matbeya v'davka kishashina ba'oifend lo yotze b'habracha machmazeh. We're referring to a case when he altered the bracha such that the bracha is ineffective. In such a case, ha'yuhu k'mvarach bracha latol. So it's a bracha latol. Da'asar la'anos amen achav. One may not answer amen to such a bracha. Sifkatan yudbeis shomar kol ha'bracha. The Ramah says, if an Ovid k'chovim says a bracha and you hear the whole bracha, you answer amen. She'ein derech ha'oved gilulim l'chavein l'avodis gilulim k'shemaskar Hashem. Because even though he's an idolater, when the idolater mentions Hashem's name, he's not referring to the avodah zarah, he's referring to the Hashem. V'nir du adin, b'misha shalmi echad sheheim edasol v'az gilulim. And it would seem the same is true if a yid went away from Yiddishkeit and adopted another religion. If he comes back and says a bracha to the Ribbono Shelom, still we know that the bracha, he's referring to the Ribbono Shelom, so you can answer amen to the bracha. Now the Taz says, even so, there's not an obligation to respond to the blessing of the Avodah Zarah, it's Rishus. So the Ramah says, Oinin Amin Acher, the Taz says it's a Rishus, this is not a Chiv. If you want to, you can. It's not an obligation to do so. The Be'er Locha says, by the bracha of the Apikoros, where the halacha is, the heretic, the bracha is not a bracha, he's not a maimon, doesn't believe the Ribbono Shel Olam, so his bracha is not a bracha. So the halacha writes, Poshut, the poishe Yisrael, she'enam ma'aminim b'divrei Chazal, those who are sitters of Israel, who don't believe in the words of Chazal, heim kekusim koidim shegazaleim. They're the equivalent of a kusi before the decree. The tzarech lanos acharem, amen. We do answer amen to the brachas. If you hear the whole bracha, so darfklin in the yes amen levan. Now this is halacha in answering amen. In siruf the shari davish kedusha, but to count them as a minion, lo adif mikata korim is no different than the korim. Look back at siman nunhei. So this is a very low bar to whom you answer amen to. It's a very low bar to answer amen.